A company is hiring a wiener connoisseur to find the biggest wiener in Major League Baseball. A Cornwall Pub of the Year lost an award because of Nazi memorabilia. And an Indian man died after a friend blew up his rectum. These are the weird stories for Thursday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast. The only one recorded inside a little hot closet in Los Angeles. Are you a wiener connoisseur? Well, a company is hiring someone to find the biggest wiener in Major League Baseball. Do you guys like big wieners? Who likes big wieners? I love big wieners. Smothered in onions, spicy mustard, and the catsup. I really prefer a toasted bun, but you can't always get that at the ballparks, unfortunately. In fact, now that I think of it, I don't know if I've ever got a toasted hot dog bun at any sporting event. They just don't have time for it. They got to run through these wieners real quick, you know, kind of like my ex. It says here, online sports betting company BetUS is looking for a wiener lover. And if you are this wiener lover and they hire you, you get to travel to all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums in order to scope out the biggest wieners in Major League Baseball. This sounds like a dream job. Of course, they want you to, in the article, it says, of course, we're talking about hot dogs here, guys. We're talking about hot dogs, in case anyone couldn't figure out that they were talking about hot dogs. If we were talking about the other wiener, you wouldn't even need to hire an expert. We're all going to find out which players have the biggest wieners from those new see-through pants that they're going to be wearing this season. We'll find out right away when they take the field and they make their adjustments. You know, they're always adjusting their package down there. What is the adjustment all about? They're always adjusting. Now, look at, I played baseball. I wore a cup, a protective, you know, protective plastic cup over my nether regions, but and sometimes it would shift to the side, but not as much as these players appear to be adjusting it. So I don't know what else is going on there. Anyways, anybody out there want to be the wiener connoisseur? If you get the gig, you'll be responsible for some travel. You'll have to go to each stadium this season to help determine which team has the biggest wieners. You will be ranking them based on girth, length, weight, and price. So basically, they're looking for someone that can use a measuring tape and a very small scale. So not too difficult. There's some math involved, but I'm sure you can handle this. You're not really responsible for ranking them based on taste, although I'd imagine you can eat as many as you want. So that's a perk of the job. Let's keep reading, find out what you get paid. According to the job posting, it says, quote, as we all know, size does matter. For this official wiener connoisseur position, we're looking for someone who considers themselves a very passionate hot dog connoisseur, has a strong opinion when it comes to grilled versus boiled hot dogs, is well-versed in the world of wieners, and smiles at the idea of a literal sausage fest. Hey, someone's a little cheeky in this job description. Look, there's no battle between grilled versus boiled hot dogs. If you prefer boiled hot dogs over grilled hot dogs, there's something wrong with you. First off, the hot dog is grilled, preferably the bun also grilled with butter. It says here, you're also going to get a small package, or what they're calling a compensation package. Okay. For scarfing down all these wieners, this position pays $2,500 cash, a $500 gift card to the Major League Baseball shop, a year-long subscription to MajorLeagueBaseball.tv, and the company will also cover your travel expenses and tickets to the ball game. Now, I suggest women apply for this position. I highly doubt they're going to hire a guy for this, because a guy would, you know, add 2 inches to every hot dog, as we tend to do. The Pub of the Year lost their award due to some Nazi memorabilia. We have here a pub in Cornwall. They won a coveted Pub of the Year award, but then they were stripped of this accolade after it emerged they had some Nazi memorabilia on display. The Hole in the Wall in Bodmin was named the best pub in the county. In part due to its unique decorations, the quaint little pub is filled wall to wall with curiosities, including a stuffed lion, ancient weapons and a picture of Winston Churchill, among many other items. But the landlord, Steve Hall, has come under fire after a complaint was made about a swastika armband that's on display in this popular pub. Now, officials that are in charge of the Pub of the Year Award stripped this pub of their Pub of the Year Award. And Steve has responded saying that the Nazi swastika armband was taken out of context completely. Let's hear what Steve has to say about this.
Well, this is really upsetting, I think. I'm upset. I'm annoyed about this, and so are my staff. It has really tarnished my image when that piece of military memorabilia has been in the pub since it opened 80 years ago. There are a lot of curiosities in this pub. There's a lot of stuff on display here. The item is no longer on display. I took the decision to remove it as soon as this complaint was shared. I'm not even sure that person who complained ever set foot in my pub. Must have seen it online or something.
Steve says it's a little ironic that the title of Pub of the Year had to be removed from his bar, as it won it twice before in the last 15 years, even though the quote offensive item had been on display that entire time. Although Steve removed it, he's also defended this memorabilia. He says,
"These soldiers came back from the war with spoils of war memorabilia. This was not a hero worship Hitler or the Nazis, but of any sort, but to celebrate the victory over fascism and to remember the comrades who died fighting against evil. But you know, you can't whitewash history."
Well, Steve, you removed it, so you're kind of folding to the pressure to whitewash history. And, you know, I don't get this at all. This has been a trend for a while. You know, they think that they can remove items of history. And what's going to happen is they're going to be very surprised when history repeats itself. This particular piece of Nazi memorabilia, which is 4 inches by 1 inch in size, had been in a cabinet in a dimly lit part of the pub among all sorts of items for decades and had been brought back from the front by a returning serviceman of the Duke of Cornwall's regiment. Someone didn't like this item, apparently. This individual's name is Colin Curlis. He emailed Cornwall Live saying, "I have seen your article on the hole-in-the-wall pub getting best pub in the county. What a hypocrisy. Not just a stuffed lion on display. I spoke with the staff. They have a swastika armband on show in that pub. I have informed the organization as having a swastika armband on display in your pub is not a good advertisement for Cornwall, let alone a stuffed lion." Wow, bored people, they get angry really fast, huh? He's offended by what? The defeat of fascism? I mean, this is kind of idiot. How are you going to allow this one email to influence your decision here? And it sounds like he hasn't even stepped foot in the pub. He said, "I spoke with the staff and they have a swastika armband on display." In other words, he didn't say, "I have been to that pub and I have seen this armband on display." Even so, you're still taking it out of context. This is not a shrine to the Reich. This is a trophy. I mean, if you were to continue this line of reasoning, you might as well shut down all the World War II museums for having, you know, shrines of Nazis within it. And I hate to hear that Steve had to fold on this too. I really do. You know, you don't even need the title of best pub now that you have all this free publicity from this incident anyways. So screw the organization if they're going to judge you on some outsider's email and one email. I mean, it's ridiculous. Keep it up there. Just put a little sign next to it saying, "Hey, we stole this armband from those bastards after kicking their arses." Yeah, just make it very clear. And then maybe that'll even attract Nazis to your pub to see it. You can lure them in and kick their arse again. Again, this story just highlights the trend in people trying to delete history because it triggers them. I mean, it's just very foolish behavior. Maybe you disagree. Call the show, 646-450-2012. I'll tell you right now who's not going to whitewash history. Weird AF News. An Indian man has died after a friend pumps hot air into his rectum. Rectum? It killed him. Poor Bengaluru man died of a colon burst. This is horrible. after his friend put the nozzle of an electric blow dryer for vehicles into his rectum and inflated it for fun. That's a strange way to have fun. Must be very bored in Bengaluru. Ain't no party like a Bengaluru party, because a Bengaluru party has nozzles in your rectum. I didn't know how to... Because a Bengaluru party has nozzles in your rectum. I was just trying to improvise some silly song. Let's get into the story here. It's very sad. According to the police, 24-year-old Yogesh died after his friend Murali, age 25, pumped some hot air into his rectum rather playfully. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just boys being boys, pumping hot air into each other's rectum. This is why women have a higher life expectancy, I think. Boys are so stupid. This incident took place in Bengaluru's Sempijahalli area. Bengaluru's Sempijahalli area. Yogesh visited a bike service center where Murali was working. Murali was employed at the service center where his friend Yogesh went to get his two-wheeler washed. Police say after the motorbike wash was finished, both of the boys started playing with a powerful electric blow dryer used to dry the vehicles. Murali first used the blow dryer on Yogesh's face, then his back, finally his rectum with hot air. Yeah, you skipped the part where his pants came off? How did that happen? In the bike shop? It says, as the warm, hot, filtered air entered Yogesh's body via the anus, his abdomen expanded and he collapsed. As he collapsed, Murali rushed him to the hospital where doctors said due to the high pressure of the blow dryer, there was massive damage to his intestines. Doctors said Yogesh needed an emergency operation. However, Yogesh failed to respond to the treatment and passed away at the local hospital that morning. I mean, that was a pretty detailed description of what went down, and I still have so many questions that I don't think I want answers to. I mean, the pants came off. What is going on with this? Is this some kind of kink that I've never heard of until now? The hot air in the butt fetish? I don't know. I just imagine how it all goes down with it. There's fart noises followed by some giggling, right? That's funny. Some fart noises, some giggling, followed by, bro, are you okay? Bro, are you okay? Now, it says a case has been filed at the Sempijahalli. Some big guy have a holly jolly Christmas. Police station. Under section 304, culpable homicide of the Indian Penal Code, police have arrested Murali, obviously, the friend that did this. And with a friend like this, who needs enemas? Yay! Hi, my friends, loyal listeners of the Weird AF News podcast. Thank you for spending some time with us today. Appreciate it very, very much. I want to give thanks and praise to Margo, who gave me a really nice review on Amazon. Even 5 stars. Isn't that gratuitous of Margo to give me 5 stars? Very generous. I appreciate that. The title of the review is Jonesy is Creative and a Funny Human Being That You Will Love Listening To. Isn't that sweet? Let's read the review. It starts by saying, Jonesy is the best. I've been listening to Weird AF News for a couple of years now in my Alexa flash briefing routine, and it is the best part of my morning. I look forward to listening on my way to work every day and laugh and shake my head at his hilarious jokes and impersonations and different voices. As a fellow New Englander, I appreciate his Boston outlook on things. I especially love the way he appreciates all of his listeners. It makes us all feel valued and appreciated. You won't regret listening to this podcast. Now, go buy Jonesy a coffee, and good luck with your life, man. Isn't that an amazing review? It was so concise, complimentary. And it really gives a great description of what the podcast is, I think. So I want to give a shout out to Margo for taking the time to write that amazing review on Amazon. My fellow New Englander, Margo. Stay warm, Margo. I know it's very wet over there right now and cold, I believe. Anyways, that was an amazing review, and I appreciate all my reviews. If you would like to write one, you can do so on Amazon and Apple Podcasts. And even if you're listening on Spotify, you can give it some stars on Spotify. I can't really write a review per se, but you can give it 5 stars. It doesn't take very long at all to do that, just a tap or two. So please take the time to do that. It really helps the podcast. I appreciate all the support. from my listeners, and I really do. And if you want to support me some more, tomorrow's Florida Friday, so send me some of that Florida news that you come across this week that you think is appropriate for the Florida Friday episode that I'll be recording for tomorrow for Florida Friday episode. That's right. You can send stories to my email, funnyjones@gmail.com, or you can slide them into my DMs on Instagram at funnyjones. That's another way to do it. You know, we'll try and do the best Florida Friday episode that we can. If you would like to support the show with some money, like buy Jonesy a coffee, as Margo suggests, just go to weirdafnews.com and you can click on buy a coffee. There's a little coffee mug there. Just click on that. Or you can also join the Patreon from that place as well. Check out the website, weirdafnews.com. And we'll see you tomorrow for Florida Friday. And good luck with your life, man.